As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Before we get to today's show, I wanted to tell you all about the new SoundStream app. It is the new home for all things Sound Podcast, and now you're able to listen to the perfect blend of music you'd expect from us 24/7. Jam bands and more, much more. New episodes of the podcast arrive at least 3 times a week, and now you can listen to your favorite artists and bands all the time in a perfect music stream. Just hit the play button and away you go. You'll be boogieing in no time. You can make requests, offer shoutouts, and even let us know when your birthday is, all from the SoundStream app. Get the app at thesoundstream.com or in the Apple or Google Play Store. The show starts now.
In front of you, I know it's hard to make. You feel you will come through. You feel how everyone has changed, but they know who you are, and they're watching what you do. And they say that they wish you all the love in the world. And they say that they'll miss you when you're gone. Through their frozen worlds, you knew they would come down as soon as you came to. You left them standing all around, the ghost that had been gone and the one they thought they knew. And they said that they wish you the love in the world. You know that they'd love to see you fall. You could, it wasn't quite enough, but what else could you do to find a way to make this real, a way to find your own, and a way to stay true? And they say that they wish you
Welcome into 7 Things You Should Be Listening To. Off the top, you heard Billy Strings with Circles Around the Sun and All the Luck in the World. The song, originally written and performed by the late Neil Casal on his album Rain, Wind, and Speed. This particular version from Billy Strings and Casal's former group Circles Around the Sun is part of a 30-song tribute that will be released later in the year to benefit the Neil Casal Music Foundation. The foundation hopes to put musical instruments and lessons into the hands and minds of children. The foundation will also support Backline, an organization devoted to the mental well-being of those in the music industry and Music Cares. As you may recall, Neil took his own life about a year ago, August 26, 2019 to be precise, at the tender age of 50. He is broadly loved and missed, and here's hoping that this compilation, along with a coffee table photo book, will give back tenfold in his name. For more details, please visit neilcasalmusicfoundation.com, and we'll have more on this story as it develops on our podcast and social media channels. Bruce Hornsby announced last week that he will be releasing a new album, Non-Secure Connection, August 14th. The new single, My Resolve, features James Mercer of The Shins and Broken Bells. Have a listen. That was Bruce Hornsby and James Mercer with My Resolve. Here's hoping we'll hear more of Bruce's very contemporary sound before the release of Non-Secure, which I've been told has other guest appearances. Speaking of new records, the Allman Betts Band, fronted by Devin Allman and Dwayne Betts, plan to release a new record, Bless Your Heart, in late August. The first single was actually written by Stoll Vaughn, the pair's writing collaborator. Interestingly, it name-checks detailed parts of Allman and Betts' life. Sonically, Magnolia Road is inspired by the group's affection for the band and the Grateful Dead.
Keep on rolling.
That was the Almond Betts Band and Magnolia Road. What a great tune. Looking very forward to hearing more from these guys and their extremely talented band. Switching gears now, the Dance Party Time Machine, a collective of musicians who are in various other projects, come together every once in a while on behalf of J2G Live. For their last project, the group made up of Aaron Magner, Mike Greenfield, Lyle Davinsky, Ryan Jalbert, Josh Fairman, Jennifer Hartswick, and Natalie Cressman, produced this quarantine collaboration, originally debuting at 420 for a Cause, presented by Live Well, Color Red, and J2G Live. Here is the result of their individual efforts that were produced by Sun Squabby's Josh Fairman. Collective known as Dance Party Machine with their take on Talking Heads' Burning Down the House. There will be more music from this group, I'm told, on the Color Red label, and as soon as we know more, we'll pass it along. Let's keep it funky with yet another announced release, this time from the Grey Boy All-Stars and their forthcoming album, Como de All-Stars, their first in 7 years, due out July 3rd. If the title track is any indication, the 9-track album will be straight fire. Gray Boy All-Stars and Como de All-Stars. We're hoping to have someone from the Grey Boy All-Stars on, so stay tuned to our social media channels and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already so you don't miss a thing. Now, this wouldn't be a typical Seven Things episode if I didn't throw in something Americana. National Parks, a folk-influenced indie pop group, have released their fourth album recently, Wildflower. Here is the lead track, taken from that record, Waiting for Lightning.
I remember days I was younger growing up with the thunder living inside of me. I ran fast like a river, fell hard like timber, hoping that I would see everything. But I can be the one to hold on, I just need to know for how long. Hold on, I just need to know. Don't forget.
I'm waiting for lightning.
My heart's a key tied to a string. Up on a kite, what will it bring?
I'm waiting for lightning
to strike.
That was the National Parks and Waiting for Lightning. For more on the band, visit thenationalparksband.com. Before we leave you, the Jerry Garcia Estate announced a new volume in the Garcia Live series, Volume 14, and it features Jerry and his longtime bass player, John Kahn. The acoustic show is taken from a performance January 27, 1986, at the Ritz in New York. While the entire package will be available July 24th from digital outlets and as a CD, on August 14th, you'll be able to purchase a 2-LP vinyl set. Check out GarciaFamilyProvisions.com. Now, let's go back to January 27th, 1986, and take in some of the magic from the Garcia Kahn Show. Here is Ripple.
Thank you. scratching the pain on the heart of its own. Don't you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. Thoughts are broken, perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know, don't really care that there be stones fill the air.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you all later.
You've been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Special thanks to Circles Around the Sun for letting us use their tune, Money's No Option, in the show. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at The Sound with Ira or dropping a note at thesoundpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.